Shavua Tov, Ketuvach, this is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. This morning, we read of a response of the Ribbono Shel Olam in Parshas Ki Tisa, or we read a response of the Ribbono Shel Olam to the Chet HaEgel, which is almost incomprehensible. And the reaction that I'm talking about is not the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam was about to wipe out Klal Yisrael, or wanted to, save the intervention of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's not even the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end decided to stave off and forgive Klal Yisrael. The incomprehensible, or very enigmatic and difficult response of the Ribbono Shel Olam is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the following. He says, Lech Nechei Es Ha'am El Asher Dibarti Lach. And it is the end of this pasuk which poses a great, great problem. Because basically what the Ribbono Shel Olam says is, you go lead the people, and I am going to make an accounting. Uviyom pakti, on the day that I account, I shall bring their sin to account against them. Ufakadati aleihem chatasam. So Rashi comments, based on a Gemara, and Rashi says, Tamid tamid kisha efket aleihem avonoseihem. Whenever the Jewish people will sin on the future, I will take notice of it. Ufakadati aleihem ma'at mina avonoze im shar avonos. And I will always include a little bit of Chet HaEgel with all their other sins. In other words, as many years pass, as many decades go forward, regardless of centuries or millennia, Hashem will never, ever, ever forget Chet HaEgel. And this is incomprehensible. What does it mean that Hashem is going to be paying off? Hashem is going to be holding us accountable forever and ever for Chet HaEgel? That goes against the entire ethos of what Yahadus is about. Tshuva, Mechila, Kapara, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Karbanos. I mean, the whole idea of Yahadus is second chances, is clean slates, is being able to return to our essential selves and start over again to do it better. So what does it mean? The Gemara even takes it further. Rashi says it generally, but the Gemara says that there is no calamity, there is no punishment that comes to the world which isn't a shtickle, a little bit of Chet HaEgel included in it. It's like you can never, never shake it. So this poses a problem, and this is a problematic pasuk. Rav Yosef Bechor Shor takes it even further, or tries to explain it, but it doesn't really resolve the problem, where he says it's like two people are having an argument or a dispute with one another. And one says, Reuven says to Shimon, Ani mochalach, I'm going to forgive you for what you've done, but conditionally. What's the condition? As long as you don't continue to do this aver in the future. But if you continue to do this action, which I find offensive against me in the future, lo dai shelo emchol, not only am I not going to forgive you, ela she'efkor alecha gam asher asisi ata, but I will hold this and I will bring this up and I will hold you accountable for this now forevermore. This is how Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor understands it. In other words, you can never, ever shake it. It's like a married couple that they have an argument and 5 years later they're arguing and one side of the couple says, you remember what you did 5 years ago? What do you mean 5 years ago? There's been a lot of water under the bridge since then. So what does this mean? So there are various mefarshim that attempt to understand it in a more positive light and try to read the pasuk slightly differently. Sham Shon Rafael Hirsch says, and I paraphrase here, that if you want to understand the pasuk, you have to look at two words. And this is not Sham Shon Rafael Hirsch, but this is introduction. The two words that you have to understand are biyom and pakti. Biyom is daytime. Daytime is a time of hope, is a time of enlightenment, is a time of joy, is a time of refreshing, is a time of excellence. Yom, boker, day, you know, this reflects positivity. Nighttime usually corresponds as an analogy for terrible things. So viyom, and then the word pakti. What is the word pakti? I will account, or I will hold accountable. It also means to remember. And we, of course, know that in Bereishis, Hashem remembers Sarah when he says, Hashem, pasuk says, Hashem pakadis Sarah. Hashem remembers her. And he doesn't remember her for bad or for ill. He remembers her for a bracha. So these two words, biyom and pakti, which this pasuk is introducing the fact that Hashem will never, ever, ever forget the Chet HaEgel, is introduced with two words that have to do with positivity. So what you have to look for here is where is the positive message that is undergirding this apparently really terrible statement from Hashem. So says Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch that Pakad implies Hashem's direct providence over Klal Yisrael. V'yom pakti is means that I, Hashem, am going to do something which is in your benefit, i.e. I'm going to grant you kapara, but it's going to come through Yisurin. It's going to come through difficult and challenging and very, very painful process. But that's my bracha. Sometimes we see Yisurin as human beings, it is part of the natural human condition. We see it as a terrible thing. And we see challenges in life as terrible things because we, as a human being, we don't like challenges and we don't like pain. We don't like suffering even on a minor way. But the Yom Pakti, Hashem is saying that I am going to give you a gift, and the gift is kapara through my direct Hanhaga, through my direct divine providence. I am going to be right there with you. And this can sometimes be misunderstood by the human mind and the human intellect. So says Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, V'yom Pakti is really not a bad thing. I mean, it's bad and it is not pleasant by any stretch of the imagination. It's the far opposite of pleasant. But it's Hashem's direct Hanhaga. And in that, there's a bracha. I saw the name of the Kedushas HaLevi, Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. Fascinating, fascinating take on the Pasuk. And it is a legitimate parish, if you don't mind my saying that. What happens? V'yom Pakti? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to remember forever and ever and ever? Hashem's going to remember how extraordinary Klal Yisrael is. And that's what Chet HaEgel reminds Hashem of. What do you mean? Chet HaEgel reminds how extraordinarily terrible B'nai Yisrael. What do you mean how extraordinary? Says the Berdichever that what the Chet, the sin of the Egel demonstrates is how hard everything was for Klal Yisrael to do up until then. And the fact that they were on such a high level and they sinned and they went down to the Chet HaEgel from being like Malachi Hashares, from the highest of the high to the lowest of the low, that Chet represents how difficult and hard it was for Klal Yisrael, everything that they did up until then. And it should not be taken for granted. B'nai Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. That should not be taken for granted. They chose to leave. It shouldn't be taken for granted. They went into the desert. Shouldn't be taken for granted. They chose to say Nasa and Ishma. You can't take that for granted. They stood at Har Sinai and accepted hundreds of mitzvos. Cannot be taken for granted. It's like looking at a kid in school, and the kid for 99% of the time is a good student, but misbehaves one day. How do you misbehave? You're such a good student. The point is that being a good student isn't necessarily such an easy thing to do. Don't take it for granted. We have a child. A child most of the time behaves nicely, but often or sometimes misbehaves. So do we define the child by his misbehavior, or do we understand the fact that the child is misbehaving means that all the other time he's fighting against that, and he's taking decisions to lead a proper life? That's what Chet HaEgel reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of. Uv'yom pakti ufakarti aleihem. For every avera in the future, I will remind myself, as it were, says Hashem, that Klal Yisrael is amazing, is extraordinary. And the fact that they sin just goes to prove that they're not malachim, that this institution should not just be taken for granted. And thus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with every response to averas in the future, will remember the godless of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it is v'yom pakti. It is a positive thing. It is yom, and it's like Hashem pakad esara. Hashem is remembering something amazing about Klal Yisrael. And if Hashem can thus be a little more forgiving to Klal Yisrael for a dastardly deed that they had accomplished, maybe, just maybe, we can be a little bit more forgiving of each other and forgiving of ourselves. It's not easy to be a frum Jew. It's not easy to follow all the halachos, kikotzel, shalyud, all the time. It's not easy to refrain from lashon hara. It's not easy to be constantly sensitive and aware of the needs of our family, of our spouse, of our children, of our friends, of our neighbors. It's not easy. And when we falter, instead of beating ourselves up, and when our neighbor or our family member or our spouse or an individual falls and fails in their relationship to us, instead of beating them up, we should recall that it's not so easy. It's not so easy. It shouldn't be taken for granted always to do the right thing. And thus be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a little more forgiving of ourselves, a little bit more forgiving of others. And so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will never, ever forget, this is not to pile on to Klal Yisrael, but it is to remember the godless and to be a little bit more forgiving and a little bit more affectionate for the extraordinary nation that he birthed. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it, just maybe, we can follow that model and be a little bit more forgiving as well. Agudach, Shavua Tov to all.